Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Advent Fuels Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Acharya.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY27.
Yeah, somebody can get some water. Yeah, I'm not calling from this.
Mr. Acharya, please start once again. Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you.
Mr. Acharya, sorry for interrupting. Your voice is breaking.
So is it clear now?
Yes, it is clear. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you. Good afternoon. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Advent Fuels Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Nitin Gilara, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepesh Sharma, Chief Financial Officer. With that, now hand over the call to Mr. Nitin Gilara for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to our investors, analysts, stakeholders joining us today for Q1 Financial Year 2027 earnings conference call of Advent Fuels Limited. We are pleased to report a strong start to Financial Year 2027 with continued momentum across our business. Q1 Financial Year 2027 total income stood at 35.40 crores, up 37.35% year-on-year, compared with approximately 25.78 crores in Q1 Financial Year 2026. EBITDA increased 33.02 to 11.72 crores with a healthy margin of 33.12%, while PAT grew 37.86 to 8.19 crores with a PAT margin of 23.12%. EPS for the quarter stood at 2.46 rupees. At the heart of our journey in Ramujo, the designer house of Advent Fuels, built on a legacy of over 100 years of craftsmanship and jewelry expertise. Our ambition is to create India's most preferred luxury handmade jewelry brand, combining heritage, craftsmanship with contemporary design and innovation. We are not only building a jewelry business, we aspire to build a brand that becomes a source of pride for India, representing Indian craftsmanship, design, and luxury on a global platform too. Product innovation will be important driver of our next phase of growth. We are introducing new collections across emerging categories, including contemporary men's jewelry and lightweight thread jewelry. Basically, we deal in bridal jewelry, but now we are starting few more categories of jewelry, that is thread and men's jewelry. Thread jewelry for Gen Z and millennials, addressing the growth demand of everyday luxury, self-purchase, and fashion-led jewelry. Equally important, we are investing in skills and capabilities of our artisans because we believe that the future of luxury handmade jewelry depends on preserving and continuously advancing craftsmanship. We are taking initiatives to further train and develop our artists, enabling them to create newer techniques, designs, and innovations. Our vision goes beyond our own workforce. We also want to create opportunities for the daughters or families of artisans associated with us by encouraging and developing their skills and helping them building meaningful opportunities for themselves. In this way, we aim to create a stronger ecosystem of skilled craftsmanship, opportunities, and happiness around our business, while ensuring that the invaluable art and knowledge passed to generations continues to evolve and flourish. Alongside this, we continue to strengthen our B2B network, expand our B2C presence, enhance brand visibility and develop our flagship stores in Jaipur and franchise-led expansion across Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities. With our heritage integrated manufacturing capabilities, designer-led approach, skilled artisans, expanding distribution and focus on new age consumers, we believe Advait Jewels is well positioned to build a differentiated Indian luxury jewelry brand and create sustainable long-term value for our shareholders. Thank you once again to join us. I now request to open the floor for questions and answers session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on a touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Sakshi Patil, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I?
Yes, you are.
So I have two questions. So have the entire IPO proceeds been utilized as of Q1 FY27 or is any portion pending deployment?
So we have paid our debts. We are totally debt-free now as one of the portion was to be paid for our loans. So that was paid immediately as we got the funds. And there are utilizations of balance fund in working capital. So we are going strategically. We have not invested the whole amount yet. We are just seeing the movement and the needs of the market and for our further expansion. So the balance funds, we are still holding the bunch of it. And as we are getting more demands, we are creating more orders and we are creating more innovations. So that fund will be utilized later. So the first thing which was there was getting debt free. That we are already done. And the balance fund, I think we have around, we have still, we have around 52 and 7, I think it is. So it's around, we have a chunk of fund which we have kept for further expansion. And there's a amount which is already used for the new inventory made.
Okay. Can inventory be rotated across stores or will each store require largely dedicated inventory?
It can be rotated because it's our own store. So the best part of this is that the inventory rotation will give us more business. So that is for sure will be happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with retail expansion, how should we think about the increase in working capital requirement?
So yeah, it is there because we always work in ready jewelry. Kundan jewelry is always appreciated and being bought when it is ready. So working capital requirement may increase, but at this moment we have ample capital to do the current kind of expansion we are looking for. So I think this is enough. Yet, if it is needed later, strategically we will go for more funding.
Okay. And what proportion of the B2B businesses make to order versus ready stock sales?
So most of it is ready stock because we have enough inventory with us. But it always happens that when if geographical location buyers, they have some particular demands and requirements which are like changes. So if they need some changes in the ready jewelry, that is also done because we have our own manufacturing facility where we have all equipments to do that. And if they need a new piece to be made with some now another specification, so that is also done. But most of it, it's very important to have a ready piece in hand because that gives you a right guidance of what kind of a piece will be coming up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And at what point is the gold price locked with the customer, like order booking, production or the final billing?
Most of the time it is order booking and if we get a good advance from the client, we just immediately hedge the gold so that we don't get any kind of a fluctuation in our margins and prices. And if it is decided that a customer gives them a basic advance and want to cut the gold at the time of delivery, then we keep it open till then because everything will be there, the customer has to bear. That is for sure. So we keep our margins intact on that.
Okay. Do you hedge gold prices exposure, or is the procurement largely matched against confirmed customer orders?
It's better procuring it. Besides hedging it, because it's used again, new jewelry. If we sell something, we need the raw material. So the gold is procured exactly as the sold stock is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Great. It was very nice to meet you. If I have
thank you so much. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you must press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Priya Jain with Green Capital. Please go ahead. Ms. Jain, please unmute yourself and go ahead with the question.
Hi.
Hi.
Quick question. So the thing is, what is the average production and delivery cycle for a customized painting order?
Average? Can you come again?
Yeah, delivery. So just wanted to know the average production and delivery cycle for customized, suppose someone is placing a customized quantity order.
Mm-hmm. So again, I I'll explain you in this way. In a designer jewelry line, which is kind of Kundan Polki jewelry, usually the stock is kept ready for the client to come and buy. Most of, if we talk about the B2C client, they prefer to buy ready pieces, only some kind of changes and some alterations are being done. Otherwise, the jewelry is usually sold ready. If we talk about any kind of a customized piece to be made, it is always being followed by the piece which is ready. It will be only guided by that. So, kind of finding out a statistic exactly how much is it and what percentage of it is, it may change every month. It is just about sometimes the client prefers to buy the ready piece and sometimes he wants some alterations and changes. And there's a very less chance that the client wants to make a whole piece again. Because there are some things which may not be that clear on drawings and styling. So ready pieces are more preferred in this kind of a jewelry. So statistics don't work in this way in our jewelry. But nowadays, as now the capital is being introduced more, we are getting more inventory. So the new innovations and new jewelry is being added up. We are able to get more orders on that.
There's one flexible flexible store of around 30,000 square feet, if I'm right. What will be the total investment in that?
So, we were going for the BOQ. With the BOQ, I think it's around 25 crores will be invested in that. Yeah, the land is already being procured before. The building is already ready. Now the interior part is happening. I think approximately we were counting around 24 to 25 crores invested into that in total.
If we speak about ROI, so what do you think? What annual revenue level would make the Jaipur Flexi economically attractive?
So Jaipur Flexi is coming up with a criteria to get the B2C expansion. We already are into B2B and we are doing around 20% of B2C yet. We have a plan to go with around 40 to 50% on B2C also. Besides, we are not reducing our B2B market, but we are trying to expand on the part of B2C. So at this moment, criteria of calculating, because it's a huge store, I think with the upcoming projections which we have given in our DRHP, I personally think that they are the minimum ones which somebody can calculate. And you can see the quarter results at this moment. So we're matching it with the last quarter, last subsequent quarter. So you will find the kind of difference we are seeing in the business.
Correct, sir. Industry is growing and the demand for phones.
Industry is growing. In fact, bridal seasons are growing like anything. People are asking for designer jewelry a lot. We were thinking of only HNIs going for designer jewelry. Now it's not like that. Everybody wants a taste. All the new kids, new girls who are getting married, they are not looking for a particular only generic jewelry. they want some designer branded jewelry, because that is what is the trend now in life.
Correct, sir. As the industry is growing, you know, competition is also growing. Every other day there is new branch launched. What do you think? What is AdWits USP?
So, AdWits USP is organized to the level where we have end-to-end solutions to every piece we make. We have innovations. We are trendsetters. We are being called trendsetters. Yet, we have, at this point, we are being called trendsetters in our city and in our particular fraternity where we used to be dealing in B2B side. But I think our innovation, our experience of generations, it's 105-year-old family. I am the fourth generation. I personally am 51 years old. So I have an experience of around 28 years. And that is what actually needed in a jewelry business, because procurement of raw material and designing the pieces, practical and more aesthetic, that is what is needed in this business.
Good to hear, sir. One question on the export front. Between the UK, Middle East and US, which export market are you prioritizing first?
So actually we are exploring on that part. US is anyway a big market, actually. If we talk about UK, yes, it's a good market, but it, I feel US is a bigger market. And we are working on some new shows. We are working on some new partners who can do some exhibitions there, private exhibitions there with our stuff. Basically, it's an awareness which is needed. At this moment, when we were in doing B2B, now after an IPO, when we are going B2C, we are expanding the things in front of end users, we are finding that awareness is needed. That this jewelry is actually beautiful, this has value for money, and these are the sources of these jewelry. People didn't know the right sources because we were not there in front of them. Now we are creating awareness that yes, we are end-to-end manufacturers, and we bring it to you with all transparency. So I think there's a huge scope in the future, and yes, your point is right. In fact, if we go for Middle East and America, I think they are bigger markets, and we're working on that. In fact, one thing is very nice about UK, that they are art lovers. So in that side also, we are working on exclusive pieces, so we can explore that market also.
So also, sir, just wanted to understand, what are the channels through which people reach out to you?
See, we have an experience center in Jaipur. We have our Instagram page. You must have seen the House of Ramli too. I think 110,000 followers are already there. There is a LinkedIn page. We have a website. We have people who know us in all cities, because it's a family, 105-year-old family. Fourth generation we are. Now fifth generation is coming up. People know us in the city. And particularly poultry jewelry business, anybody who buys jewelry B2C, they prefer to ask for the family and the brand. So, yes, our city tells that Rambajo is a brand to buy.
Good to hear, sir. Also, one last question. Do you have in-house branding and marketing team? Because, you know, I feel like this marketing branding plays a great role, because I have seen the, you know, rise of Sabyasachi. Their jewelry business is contributing more to their, you know, like the legacy costume business.
True. So they are one of our inspirations. We are looking at their goods also. Their whatever great they have done, we are following that also. And there are other inspirations or other people we are following also, so that it will be like, you know, amalgamation of good expertise and experience. In fact, we have a team, we have an internal team who looks after this, and they are really strong, they are doing really hard work. Like new shows we are doing new Bridal Asia shows. Our team is our virtual merchandisers, our designers, and our sales team, and management team. Everybody is working on their own, trying to make them best.
Sir, also any plans to onboard any new, you know, like brand ambassador?
There is a plan. There is a plan. But we want to come up with that with our new store. You know, I want this new store, that flagship store of Jaipur, the day it will be inaugurated, you will be seeing a face joining us.
By what time it will be operational?
trying to get it done by November. But interior is going on. Let's see what happens. Jaipur is getting good rains. So the worst thing is, but I feel we will be able to get it done by November. We are working really hard to do that.
Good to hear, sir. All the best. Looking forward to next next
year. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you must press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Arohi Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Hi. Yes, you are.
Ms. Mehta, sorry for interrupting. You are not audible. Can you speak a little louder?
Hello. I'm audible right now?
Yeah, better than before. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. So my first question is, how was Q1 demand across bridal or customized jewelry versus the core B2B wholesale business?
So we had around 78% of B2B in this Q1, as I have come to know. 22% we have done B2C. And both the demands were connected to bridals. So we have, we can see a good bridal season coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So of the planned stores, how many will be company owned versus franchise operating?
So as till yet, we have decided on metro cities, we will be working on company owned stores. In tier 2 cities and smaller cities, we will be thinking of, we will be looking for franchises. We are working on few at this moment. Just getting an experience of what kind of demands and what kind of jewelry will be best to be kept there. So, but strategically, yes, we have decided metro cities for our own stores and two tier cities and smaller cities for franchising.
Okay. So in a franchise store, who funds the jewelry inventory, Advait or the franchise partner?
Franchise partner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how much jewelry inventory is typically required to open one store?
We are working on that geographically. So say if it is like a North Indian two-tier city, it may need more of Polkini diamonds and Calypso jewelry. If it is south side product, south side, southern two-tier city, it may look for more gold preferred, lesser color store or lesser Polkini. So it is just, it depends on what kind of a city we are working on. But approximately, I feel, around 6 to 8 crores is a requirement for a franchise, to operate a good franchise store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you must press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Ishita, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Ishita.
Yes. Hello, sir. So my first question is that, we, earlier you have discussed that if you will be adding artisans and designers. Have artisan base increased during first quarter?
Ishita, your voice cracked, so I could not listen to your whole question properly.
Okay.
Can you just
So, in your earlier discussion, so you have discussed that you will be adding artisans and designers. So, I just want to know that, has the artisan base increased during first quarter?
I think so. It has increased because few very nice new artisans have come. Like one of them, I know well because I was just thinking him to join us. And on this time when I had a talk with him personally, he just joined. So yes, there are a few which are added and they are really nice.
So another question is that this industry, artist industry, it's the most unorganized industry. So is there
yes.
any formula which you are using to get that in? Or any formula for that?
So one of the formula, I just spoke in my speech just now, that we are trying the families, like ladies and the girls, to also help them in creating different art, different designs, and to work on them. We are just trying to educate them. We are just trying to increase the skill in them so that they also can do some work. Because nowadays, even the girls of the family want to do something. And it will be great for those artisans seeing their young girls doing something great. We are trying to educate them. We are trying to work on them. So that will create a very nice ecosystem. That will be a family kind of an ecosystem where artisans regard us more than what they used to do before. So we are thinking on their welfare. We are thinking of their living and their families. That is the best way to approach them.
Another question I have is that what the answer is the jewelry. Right. So, how easily you can reuse those jewelries without decreasing their value?
Yeah. So that's what actually we have the kind of manufacturing unit we have. It is so well organized. Anything which is made in Kundan Kulki, it can easily be changed. It can be reused. It can be done into a new piece very easily. And we make aesthetic pieces where the pieces can be divided and can be detached and can be attached to somewhere. So we have options of that. And suppose, I say, if there's one thing which happens is some design which is not working. For us, to change that design is not a difficult job. Because now we have an organized manufacturing plant where we can do that.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Sage and Facebook with GK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
So as you scale the brand across both B2B and B2C channels, what do you see as the main challenges from execution standpoint, and in particular, how are you thinking about working capital, inventory, channel management, and maintaining product quality as the business grows?
So you have a lot of questions in one. Just give me the first question first and answer your first question, then we'll start with another. Can you come back with the first question?
As you scale the brand across both B2B and B2C channels, so what do you see as the main challenges from an execution standpoint?
Okay. So for us, B2B is never a challenge because B2B we were doing good before also. B2C, yes, as you're saying, challenges. Yes, it's being now increased. Whenever we go ahead and increase any business, yes, we have to face challenges. But we are ready to do that. In fact, investors have helped us by bringing us to that platform and giving us that kind of a response. I feel that in B2C, we will have to go a bit different. It's not like this that we go with like a generic store. We are creating nice luxury boutique stores. We are trying to make it like, as you know, like Bulgari and Cartier, how they present their stores and how people get attracted. We just think that the brand always has a value. You getting me? Hello? Am I audible?
Yes.
So we want to do it in a way where we introduce ourselves as a luxury brand. So for that, the strategy is going on. Challenges will be there, yes, because just getting into that sort of a thing may be expensive to reach. We may need more better interiors, better approaches, better way of presenting ourselves. As in last question, I was being asked for a nice brand ambassador. Yes, we will have to go with the best of the person on that. So yes, it is a bit expensive, but future is beautiful as when the brand is being called as a luxury brand.
And how are you thinking about working capital, inventory, channel management, and maintaining product quality as a business goal?
So working capital, we are basically, we are Marwari family from Jaipur. We know we don't have to put in money in anything which says like not very quickly onto it. We are watching things. We are looking at what's going on, what is being in demand, what will give us a better profit and what will sell more. We are working on those things and we are trying to create those kind of stuff only. So it's, the strategy is to come up with the pieces which sell, pieces which are like practically wearable and people really appreciate. So inventory, yes, the working capital is being involved in inventory strategically in that way. If the, and about the quality control, we have a huge team for our quality controls because that is the core thing of our business. Anybody who gets the jewelry from Amazon, they have to, the jewelry need to be the best. We don't want any flaws in that. So we really work hard on that part.
Okay. And how many company-owned stores are you planning to open? And roughly how much capex would be required to set up a store, excluding the cost of jewelry inventory?
So yes, we are going for good boutique stores where people come and see jewelry. We don't want to create an embryonic huge store. Our huge store, that is our flagship store, is coming in Jaipur. That is by itself around 30,000 square feet. But outside the city, there will be like the best boutique stores in the poshest areas of those cities. And investment beside, if you talk about inventory, we are calculating in each store around 5 crores.
And what kind of franchise model are you looking at going forward? And could you just also help us understand like how the commercial arrangement would work with the franchisee partner and particularly in terms of revenue or profit sharing?
So yes, it is on working because we already are working with our franchise agency which we have already employed before the IPO came. They are working on it and we are creating protocols on that. We also are working on what kind of a model will be suitable for our kind of jewelry. We are really working hard. I think by a month, we will be ready with our franchise models. What, because at this moment, we are not even inviting franchises till the time we are not ready with a strong protocol on that. And we are really working hard on this because this is Polki jewelry. And it as I told before that it's not a generic jewelry where I can just put in franchise and ask them to start working. I need to know the capacity of the franchise. And yes, obviously what kind of a product they can sell. We will have to take care of that part very carefully. So we are working on that. In fact, a whole team is involved where the people who are researching on those markets and even the franchise agency, which already has done few companies, franchise stores, they are also coming with their expertise. So I think within a month, we will be ready with our protocols. Yet it is not decided, as you asked me about how and what has to be done. But yes, after a month, I think we will be ready with our protocols and it will be published for sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And wishing the entire team all the very best for the upcoming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Tawal Patel with Infotech. Please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi.
Yeah. I just wanted to know like what annual revenue level would make this flagship economically attractive?
See, Jaipur flagship store will not be operating for only Jaipur. This store will be operating all our other offices, other stores. It will be like a rotation of jewelry happening. If we talk about a particular store, it will not be justified because that store will be doing their own business also, but they will be operating other stores also all over India. Like franchises also and own stores also. So if I calculate on the statistic calculation of Jaipur, this thing, I think that will not be justified. One important point is this, that Jaipur flagship store will be doing highest business for sure because it is obviously getting ready in that way. But other businesses, like I just give you an example, like if somebody comes and sees a Delhi store, if I have a store in Delhi and Delhi store, somebody comes and they like jewelry there. But as he likes the jewelry, but they want to see more stuff and they want to decide it more, they may be guided to Jaipur store and they may come to Jaipur and buy the jewelry here. Or Jaipur store may send the jewelry which they are liking to Delhi to show them and get the sale finalized. Especially in B2C level, this is too much required. So statistics on particular store will not be, if I'll just tell you, then it will not be justified.
So, what is the current order visibility for upcoming wedding season? Are you seeing any change in average ticket size compared with the last year?
Change in any? Ticket size. It's a very nice question, in fact. What is happening is people have a budget. Now, when the gold prices have increased, suppose somebody has a budget of 20 lakhs for his daughter's wedding jewelry. They come to us and they say that my budget is 20 lakhs and the gold prices have gone up. So what to do? So we are trying to make lighter weight gold jewelry. We are trying to get more stones and pulkis and all to make it more grander and more impressive and more attractive with lesser gold weights. So the budget is being followed. So with the coming bridal season and coming festive season, I think people have budget and they want to work into that. It's our duty to give them the best on those budgets. Maybe they get lesser gold, but they will be getting a better design for sure.
Okay. And I also want to know, what is the typical inventory aging period before a design is reworked or recycled?
What's that?
Inventory aging before
if it doesn't sell. So basically, in this, the strategy is a good designer house. If we say that good designer house, say any of these big designer houses in the world, if any of the product they see that it's not working that well, they may not have an option to change it to something, and that is kind of a loss to them. But for us, changing the designs and changing the inventory is an easy thing to do. So our designs will, if we find that this is not working, so it never works with the part that we need to keep it for long, we can change it as per required time.
Okay. Can you also throw some light on what is your long-term vision for Advait Jewels? And where do you see the company over next 3 to 5 years?
So we have dreams, we have strong dreams. We had a dream to come up with an IPO, we came. Now we have a dream to go for international market and national market and creating it as a brand. Because Advait has a brand name, Rambhajo, behind it, that is a 105-year-old legacy name. And people know Rambhajo jewelry in particular HNI segment. So I feel that we already have reached certain destinations, and we want to reach to the destination where people start saying in the world that this is one of the luxurious handcrafted jewelry from India. So we are really working hard on that part. So first we will explore with all Indian market, and then our full concentration is on going international. We're trying, we have RVCF with us, our Rajasthan Venture Capital Fund. They invested in us. They had a word with us, and we shared our vision that we want to bring Rajasthan into this jewelry. We just want to take it in front of the international market and international brands, and want to create a special platform for this. And they were so happy, and they invested into us as a promoting thing to us. So we feel that these kind of motivations were only given when we shared our vision for next few years. Vision is not only, I feel vision is not only our numbers. Vision is, what kind of a brand you create in after 3 to 5 years. You know, people may call, like a bride should say that I'm wearing Zambajo. You know, it should be like that. So we are really working hard over that.
Yeah, good to hear that, sir. And can you also let us know like any guidance for current FY27 and FY28 and any EBITDA margin range do you expect?
If we are really working hard, we will not let the numbers go down anyway. Numbers will be going up. As our first quarter, you can see the whole quarter went so well. We are so happy. And I really tell you that when I went for my IPO roadshows, I really found new customers because people really love the way we explained about our jewelry and our business. So I think as we actually didn't expose ourselves till yet. We were just inside and we were doing more of B2B business. After going out and going to the end user, we are finding a fabulous response. People are really loving the jewelry. They want to know that the Gen Z wants to know transparently what is there in the piece, what is there in the jewelry, why it is so beautiful, why, how come you can make this piece amalgamating so many art forms. So this is what is happening. We are getting really appreciated. So as I see the numbers going, I think we will be able to come up with the, you know, great numbers and need your wishes.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya for closing comments.
Thank you for joining the hello. Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. So thank you for joining the conference call of Advait Jewels Limited. Should you have any queries, you can drop me an email at research@kirinadvisors.com. Thank you all for joining the call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.